The future of work isn't at work at all. It's everywhere. So get the power of the nation's largest gig speed network with Comcast Business. It can deliver gig speeds to the most businesses so you can do more than bounce back. You can bounce forward. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
This is your tech news briefing for Thursday, March 11th. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. The chat startup Discord has surged in popularity in the past year, multiplying in both user count and valuation. But it lacks one thing found on most other platforms: advertising. On today's show, our tech reporter Sarah Needleman will join us to explain how it's generating revenue instead, and how that could push others in the space to rethink their reliance on ads. That's after these headlines. Last December, the Federal Trade Commission and 46 states sued Facebook, accusing the company of illegally using its monopoly power to freeze out and buy up potential competitors. Now, Facebook is asking a federal judge to dismiss the lawsuits. It said the government suits ignore the reality of the competitive landscape and that they fail to prove that consumers were harmed as a result of Facebook's actions. The FTC and the states are due to respond to the motions in April. Hackers said yesterday that they'd compromised the network of the security camera vendor Verkada. The breach allowed them to access internal video feeds at several public agencies and companies, including from various factories and warehouses at Tesla. Verkada says it's disabled all internal administrator accounts to prevent any unauthorized access, and that it's investigating the matter. It also said it's notified law enforcement and customers. Russia's communications watchdog said it's slowing down the speed of Twitter in the country. It said Twitter failed to remove thousands of posts containing content linked to suicide, drugs, and pornography, content that's banned in Russia. Regulators said the move was necessary to protect Russian citizens, and that similar action could be taken against other online services. It comes amid a broader crackdown on internet freedoms in Russia, after a wave of protests there over the detention of the opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Twitter says it has a zero-tolerance policy regarding child sexual exploitation, that promoting suicide is against its rules, and that it doesn't allow the service to be used for buying and selling drugs. It also says it's aware of Russia's action and that it remains committed to an open internet. And shares of the online video game company Roblox jumped more than 50% yesterday, its first day of trading after going public through a direct listing. Roblox has seen its user base surge over the past year as more people looked to digital entertainment in the pandemic. And as demand for video games has surged, more users have gravitated to the chat startup Discord, where they can talk about gaming and pretty much anything else that interests them. But unlike many of the incumbents in the social networking space, Discord doesn't do advertising. Why that is a big deal, after the break.
The future of work isn't at work at all. It's everywhere. So get the power of the nation's largest gig speed network with Comcast Business. It can deliver gig speeds to the most businesses so you can do more than bounce back. You can bounce forward. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
In the pandemic, demand for digital entertainment options has exploded, and the chat startup Discord is no exception. In the last year alone, it's doubled its user base to about 140 million, and it's nearly tripled its revenue. If you've never heard of Discord, it's an online platform where people can form spaces called servers and talk about different topics over audio, text, or video. But unlike the established players in the social media space, Discord is supported by subscriptions, not advertising. And if it's successful, its model could be a blueprint for social media in the future. So here to talk more about the platform is our tech reporter, Sarah Needleman. Hey, Sarah, thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
So how do people use Discord, and how has that changed since it was started back in 2015?
Well, Discord started out as a platform for video game enthusiasts to talk to each other while they're playing games. So they could talk verbally and strategize, talk about what's happening on their screens, or just shoot the breeze. Over time, it's expanded to other people who've used it for reasons outside of gaming, just to chat. And they've formed these communities dedicated to all sorts of topics like houseplants, cryptocurrency. There's a Wall Street Bets community, for example. Some people use it to talk about homework. So you can go on and say, I'm struggling with this math question, pose it to the community and get an answer.
So as we reported, Discord has gotten more successful over the course of the last year. You know, we mentioned some pretty big numbers at the top. But how exactly does Discord make money?
Sure. Well, I mean, certainly the pandemic has, you know, driven people to spend more time online and, you know, looking for opportunities to socialize. And the platform is free. And unlike a lot of other social networks like Facebook, Reddit, Twitter, there's no advertising. So the way Discord makes money is by selling perks to its own users. And those perks are things like, you know, custom emojis, enhanced video quality. You could upload larger files than you could otherwise. It's based on a subscription. So you can pay $9.99 a month or $99.99 annually to get a subscription to the service. It's called Nitro, and then you get those perks. And so what it's really saying is that if you really like this platform, you can, you know, buy these things to make your experience a little bit more enjoyable.
And what's their reasoning for staying ad-free?
Yeah, the reasoning is that the CEO told me that he finds ads would be too intrusive. I mean, this is a platform where you're having real-time conversations. It's not passive like on Facebook where you're casually scrolling through your feed and, you know, maybe an ad will pop up and you might look at it. Here, you're busy, you're talking. And so an ad would be intrusive. And he also said he just gets a sense that people generally are not fans of advertising. That's why they have ad blockers. That's why on TV they record their shows so they could skip past the ads. So he just doesn't think that Discord users would be receptive to advertising and has tried this alternative concept of selling subscriptions to perks. And so far it seems to be working.
And just to go a little deeper on that, how does Discord chalk up to the social media incumbents in terms of things like usership and engagement?
Well, when you look at the amount of time spent on Discord, it's certainly not as much as Facebook. And Facebook is by leaps and bounds ahead of the rest of them. But it is right behind there. If you look at the average minutes per U.S. adult user in January, Discord came in second behind Facebook. And after that was Twitter, Snapchat, and Reddit. So you could see that Discord is quite up there, has a lot of user engagement, and certainly not as much as Facebook, but like I said, more than Twitter and Snapchat and Reddit as of January, which is quite interesting.
Sarah, you know, of course, if we're talking about social media, one of the big things that has emerged as a challenge is content moderation. How is Discord handling that?
Yeah, Discord is faced that challenge just like the others. And because it doesn't monitor users' conversations, it can be difficult to identify when bad actors are on the platform using it for inappropriate reasons or for reasons that go against the company's rules. That said, it does rely on a combination of machine learning, employees, and volunteer moderators to weed out that kind of bad behavior, and has a trust and safety team that proactively seeks out efforts by people to form servers that wouldn't be welcome on its platform.
And Sarah, just taking a step back here, you know, we've been following a sort of privacy backlash as regulators and privacy advocates voice concerns about just the sheer amount of data that these social media companies are collecting about consumers. And that's particularly true of companies that rely on advertising, like Facebook, for instance. But Discord, as we've just talked about, doesn't do that. Is that a competitive advantage for them?
You could argue that it is, in the sense that, first of all, Discord doesn't share its users' information with advertisers or anyone. So privacy is a big part of it. And most of the servers or groups that people form on Discord are private. They're invite only. And as far as advertising goes, since it doesn't do advertising, it's not sharing. It doesn't need to share its users' data for targeting, because that's just not even something that it has. And so if this over time proves to be an effective business model, it could encourage other social platforms, existing ones or new ones, to rethink the importance of advertising. And especially with some of the rules that are being rolled out by Apple, as far as giving users the opportunity to opt out of sharing their information with advertisers, that could make advertising less effective. And so looking for other ways to generate revenue is something that I think a lot of social networking platforms are thinking about. Certainly, we've seen that with Twitter pushing more into the subscription area. And so Discord is doing that, and certainly could serve as a model for others.
All right. That's our reporter, Sarah Needleman. Thanks, Sarah.
You're welcome. Thanks.
That's it for today's tech news briefing. You can find more tech stories on our website, wsj.com. And if you like our show, please do rate and review us in your app store. It really does help. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.